Tonight, the Orpheum Third Thursday movie is The Princess Bride, directed by Rob Reiner, a PG fairy tale romance, in the Orpheum at 7. And tonight, its producer will present at 6:30 in the CAC Theater at WSU, The Last Survivor, a documentary about survivors of genocidal campaigns in World War II, Darfur, Rwanda, and the Congo, a Tallgrass Third Thursday event. And tomorrow at the Orpheum, Tallgrass presents an encore showing of Do It Again with filmmaker Jeff Edgars and an after party at Eno Wine Bar, 330 North Mead. That's 7 p.m. tomorrow at the Orpheum for Do It Again, about a man's determination to reunite the Kinks. And commercially, we have an unusual animation in The Illusionist from France, but without dialogue, so it doesn't matter. What does matter is that writer-director Sylvain Chomet, who made The Triplets of Belleville in 2003, is a great fan of French comic Jacques Tati, who made Monsieur Hulot's Holiday and its sequel, Mon Oncle Hulot, back in the 50s. Chomet uses a screenplay left unproduced by Tati to make so close an imitation of Hulot as to look like a hand-drawn copy of the movie that Tati would have made. The central figure is obviously Tati's Hulot, with the odd leaning forward stance with hands on hips, elbows pointing back, that the French seem to have found as amusing as we do Charlie Chaplin's hop, skip, and jump walk. The stance works fine in animation, but Hulot's poker-faced refusal to react facially to anything comes across as mere bad drawing. And the relatively realistic Hulot contrasts sharply with some of the extremely caricatured minor characters, like the vampire-ish nightclub singer. The heroine, a pubertic girl, is almost as blank in expression as Hulot, and this is unfortunate because one of the main weaknesses of The Illusionist is that the relationship between the old entertainer and the apparently orphan waif, except that it is obviously not sexual, is unclear. Is Hulot trying to adopt her or to rescue her from an unfortunate existence or to take care of her till he can pass her on to somebody who can do the job better? Does a girl care for him or just go along with him because she has no place else to go? The story works no matter how you interpret the relationship, but some of the Chaplin-esque poignancy depends on a certain interpretation, which I would have been willing to take, but didn't. Tati was never one for constructed plots, and The Illusionist is a succession of episodes rather than a connected story. A lot of the bits are fine, like the Scotch bar party and the theatrical motel, but except for the steady decline of the protagonist's career from second-rank theaters to street shows to store windows, there's no sense of progression in either story or relationships. Settings will be especially pleasing to people who have been to Paris and Edinburgh, and the frequent lovely landscapes and cityscapes seem appropriate in a gentle little movie that has no malice or villainy in it. The Magician's Rabbit is fun and original. My general feeling is that the creator of The Triplets of Belleville was too much in awe of Jacques Tati to contribute enough of himself to The Illusionist. But then, I was never one of the great admirers of Tati. That may be my big problem here. Jim Erickson, over and out.